Welcome to WQCS.org. I'm Jenny Gould with another edition of Flora Days. Pocahontas Park in historic downtown Vero Beach used to have a zoo. Janice Johnson's father, Ivy Cato, managed the park after he moved to Vero in 1919. Janice remembers the zoo, but without much nostalgia.
Well, the zoo, I remember, had alligators in it. It had some monkeys in it, and it had a bear, which was Alice the bear. Alice, I don't think, liked my dad.
How did you know that?
Well, I think she was very hard for him to manage, and he had to be very careful about Alice.
Did Alice ever take a swipe at him?
I imagine she did. He didn't mention it, but he was wary of Alice. He was very careful with her.
Now, this was a full-grown Florida black bear?
It was a full-grown bear. Now, which kind she was, I don't know.
But you remember her.
I do remember her.
This was a zoo in Pocahontas Park. How did it come about?
I don't know how that came about. I just remember that as a child, you know, it was there. I guess I never have been real fond about observing animals, so I didn't pay that much attention to it. But the little wading pool in the park, that I enjoyed more. And then there was the slide and the swings and things. And I was also very interested and liked to watch them play shuffleboard.
Which I think they still do there. Was the zoo near the playground area?
The zoo was up right next to the sidewalk.
And the zoo didn't have a name?
If it did, I didn't know what it was.
How long did the zoo last and whatever happened to it?
I don't know how long the zoo lasts. I know Alice finally died.
At a ripe old age?
I don't think so. I think maybe her life might have been cut short a little bit, I believe. I think that somehow another, a chain or something got wrapped around her neck, and that was the end of her. I think that was the way that story went. Eventually, I think all the animals were either, you know, shipped out. I can't remember it lasting too long.
Maybe it was more of a rescue facility for animals, do you think? Animals that had wandered off from the wild?
I don't think so. I think it was a planned thing.
Janice Johnson enjoyed playing at the park, often on the cannon that stood there for decades.
I also remember in the park a big sign. This was during the war, of all of the servicemen in the war from our county. Those that had passed away, there was a star by their name. I would often stand and look at that.
The Cato family, Janice and her three sisters and their parents, lived on 31st Avenue.
That was country then. We had chickens, we had cows, a vegetable garden, and a lot of woods around us. Right across the street was an empty lot with some pine trees. We had many happy days spending underneath those pine trees, building playhouses.
So you used your imagination.
We did use our imagination a lot. One of the little programs that we listened to on Saturday morning was Let's Pretend. Usually that was fairy stories that they told, Cinderella. And we had to do a lot of imagination and listening to radio. So it just carried over into our play life, too.
They say radio makes the best pictures.
I think it does. Some of the programs that were then were The Shadow Knows, Inner Sanctum, but those were usually in the evening.
Did the whole family gather around the radio?
Yes, we did. My dad was great for listening to the news. And whenever the news was on, you knew to be quiet. This was Daddy's time to hear what was going on in the world.
Especially during World War II, I would imagine.
Right. So we knew to be quiet during that time.
Janice Johnson is a former English and civics teacher, and for more than 15 years, she taught in the GED program at Indian River Correctional Institution. Listen to past Flora Days shows by going to WQCS.org. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.